Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody. Craziness.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of material to cover tonight, so I'm going to talk fast. And this will be recorded in the archives, so if you don't get anything, you can always go back and listen. I apologize about last week. I've been having major computer problems as the team is playing with the computer to... They're doing their own thing. They blew out the entire Cox cable. Oh, Lord. Anyway, not just at my house, but at many. So cable was down all day long, my internet, etc. They're just having a blast.
That's awful.
Oh, no, it's actually very funny. At this point, I just have to look at it and laugh. Okay, tonight, why are we afraid of magic? What lurks in the collective consciousness and our own subconscious can bring up fear and even resentment of magic. This is a follow-up show to a show that we did a couple of weeks ago. And what was interesting is this brought up a lot of anger in people. So the team felt, and I felt, that it was really important to revisit this so that we could really deal with what's sitting in the collective consciousness and the subconscious, unconscious of humans. Many of you died at the hands of others being accused of witchcraft and other uses of what were considered spells and the work of the devil. This can stand in the way of embracing your own very powerful cosmic and earth magic. It stirs up feelings of injustice, fear, and suffering. It's time to walk in dominion on this planet to understand why fear is triggered. Magic is our birthright, personally and collectively. You know, I would say you could send in questions. I don't know if we're going to have time, but you're welcome to send in questions during the show to Veronica at Veronica Entwistle. You do it, Veronica.
Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, no H in Entwistle. entwistle.com.
Okay.
They can all spell Veronica.
We hope so. I always go back to the Veronica comics.
Yeah.
Well, they were Archie comics with Veronica. I just dated myself. You're welcome to send in questions during the show. If we don't get to them, we'll address them next week, especially if some of this triggers you, which it may. I just want to talk about the last few weeks and how intense the energies have been. And many of you are feeling like you're walking in more than, you know, in two worlds or more. And you are. Funniest description I've had is from a lady I talked to today who said she felt as though she were the refrigerator that had just been delivered and left on the driveway. They took the rest of her and left this big, clumsy thing. And she had to move it around. I thought that was so funny. I also know that it's frustrating to others that, you know, you look around and you see people who are not struggling with the energies when you are.
Oh, yes. That's so weird.
They're not having the same kind of symptoms. And, you know, they're just breezing through. And I really want to say, we signed up for this one. We really did. We came in to do this differently. And we're the front runners, the bridges of what's to come. We're making a new map. It's not a very comfortable map right now, but we're working on many, many
different
levels.
Makes me think of Jerry Lee Lewis and a whole lot of shaking going on.
Yeah, absolutely. working on many, many different levels of reality to support not only Mother Earth, but all of humanity, all the creatures on our planet that reside and grow on Earth down to the smallest particles. We're also working out in the cosmos, and I really, this is so important that all of you understand that you are a unique group of people. If you're listening to this show, if you're drawn to this show, whether you listen to it in the archives 5 years from now or you're listening tonight, it doesn't make any difference. We are unique. We came in with a very specific plan. This is why I stay locked up in my house. I'm afraid if I leave, somebody will, you know, chase me down, tar and feather me. I've had so many people claim that I convinced them to come. we're also working out, like I said, in the cosmos to affect changes and oneness among other races. And, you know, it's not like we don't have a big enough job here. But this is not just happening on Earth. You know, as below, so above, as above, so below. This is an entire shift that's taking place. And it's far bigger than I think any of us realized. Honestly, had I known how big it was, I probably would have run for the hills.
There's no getting away from this one.
We're also working with races that have either been neutral, really had no interest in us whatsoever, or are actually interfering with our evolution, which includes our global economy, our food, pharmaceuticals, war, control through government and otherwise. It is occurring. You know, it's not something I like to shout about, even really put a lot of attention to, but it is part of what's going on in this universe, and especially in our galaxy. And so I've been out of body for about 2 weeks. I am getting, I'm much better tonight. Last week, the team would not let me do the show. They did not feel that all the work that they were doing with the computers was stable enough. And they also didn't feel that I was stable enough. Aunt Veronica also said I wasn't stable enough. It was kind of touch and go up to the last minute. What they've done is they're working with a computer system to amplify as it goes out over the internet. Most people are listening to this on their computers, obviously. I don't know that they can access it via their phones. Although maybe they can, I don't know.
Yes.
They can?
Mm-hmm, yep.
At any rate, all of the circuitry has been ramped up so that they could impact people who are listening and those who are not. So even if people are not tuned in to BBS radio and listening to this show, they will receive some impact. This is a galactic outreach program right now, and it's really been ramped up. At any rate, last week I was working out in the cosmos with some of the races that we feared and blamed, and I got some very interesting emails which will be read later when I'm in channel, and I'll let the team comment on them because I was splattered for about, probably 6 days. I moved through some of this stuff. So we wanted to kind of touch on some of the pieces of history to help people understand why they're feeling their resistance to magic. It also brought up more anger in women than it did in men. And of course, this has to do with the witch burning. Boy, did it ever. So let's talk about magic and why we fear it and feel that it's evil. You know, it's so interesting to me because I remember when I first, you know, I worked with Lazarus for years, and Lazarus always talked about magic and working with magic, and that, you know, in these times, it would be magic that would see us through. And it's very interesting to me that even those that are what I would call great magicians, not only on this planet, but they've done it on other planets, resisting their incredible gifts, it's almost like we don't believe we're good enough to do it. There were times on this planet when the great oracles of Delphi and the Egyptians and the Atlanteans were honored for their understanding of what we term magic. Even if we go back to the Knights of the Round Table and Merlin the Great magician, who was more of an extraterrestrial than he was a human. He operated and still does on many different levels and planes, and is still available. You know, people have seen different pictures of him. He was amazing. The great magic of Ireland and the Celts and the pagans who understood the connection of all things and still honored the goddess. And finally, the Essenes who treated all things with beauty and honor during the time of Christ. We've also been alchemists on other planets, and especially the planet of Sirius, where alchemy was a natural state of being. You were naturally an alchemist. You were trained to be an alchemist, and still are, by the way. Then after Christ, which could easily have been deemed to be magic, his works on the planet, came the church, and along with it, the end of magic, because it challenged absolute authority and power outside of what was carefully controlled, including the teachings of Christ and the Essenes. Magic was quashed in many different ways, and with the cooperation of the church and unfortunately doctors as well, and we really referenced the burning years here where it was estimated that about 5 million people were tortured and killed. And I'm going to give you a reference that you can check on the internet if you'd like to read the whole piece. It's brilliant. It's called The Witch Hunt, The End of Magic and Miracles. From The Dark Side of Christian History by Ellen Ellerbe. But you just, if you type in The Witch Hunt, The End of Magic and Miracles, and this goes from 1450 to 1750. Of course, it was practiced in the United States as well. The Reformation, and I'm quoting from here, the Reformation did not convert the people of Europe to Orthodox Christianity through preaching and catechisms alone. It was the 300-year period of witch hunting from the 15th to the 18th century, what R.H. Robbins called the shocking nightmare, the foulest crime, and the deepest shame of Western civilization. The church created the elaborate concept of devil worship and then used the persecution of it to wipe out dissent, subordinate the individual to authoritarian control, and openly denigrate women. The witch hunts were an eruption of Orthodox Christianity's vilification of women, the weaker vessel, quote unquote, in St. Peter's words. The second century, St. Clement of Alexandria wrote, "Every woman should be filled with shame by the thought that she is a woman."
Whoa.
Yes. The church father Tertullian explained why women deserve their status as despised and inferior human beings. "And you do not know that you are an Eve. The sentence of God on this sex of yours lives in this age. The guilt must of necessity live too. You are the devil's gateway. You are the unsealer of that tree. You are the first deserter of the divine law. You are she who persuaded him whom the devil was not valiant enough to attack. You destroyed so easily God's image, man. On account of your desert, that is, death, even the Son of God had to die." This is how deep in the collective consciousness the idea of magic goes, feminine and devil. So, as I was putting this together tonight, I got so ramped up. I could barely function. I was just like, oh! And I want to talk about the burning ears here a little bit. I've talked about them on numerous shows. Of the 5 million people that they estimate were killed during those years, those 300 years, nobody really knows for sure. There's only one letter that survived, and it was from a woman to her husband asking him to bring her, there was some form of poison at that time that they knew, so that she wouldn't have to suffer. It was standard during that time to shave all the hair off the women because they believed their power was in their hair, to display them in the town square in a cage, naked, to torture them, and this is where the expression "the third time's a charm" came from, knowing that the third time they were tortured, that they would sign the confession, which had been prepared by representatives of the church. And we're talking about the Catholic Church here. This became a... It was between the church and the doctors. And so it's interesting as women, because as women we have, lots of women have very negative feelings about doctors. They can't always explain why they carry them, but a lot of them do. Innate fear of doctors, I would say. And I think all of this is really coming to the surface where we've seen so many women lose their reproductive organs. I know, Veronica, you see this every day, so do I.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask the women, why did they take them all out, the answers sometimes just challenge the human mind. It doesn't make any sense to me. I have a client who is working all over the world and training people all over the world in third world countries on how to resuspend not only the uterus, but the bladder in third world countries where these women are losing all their reproductive organs. They have children. You know, they don't have proper medical care. They have what are called fistulas, which is a break between the rectum and the vagina, which is certain death for women. So it's interesting how it took a woman doctor who is literally, at this point, world renowned for the work she's doing and all the trainings that she's doing for next to nothing. Literally next to nothing. She's struggling financially, but she continues to do her work. So we are rectifying a lot of this. But during this time, the doctors were complaining an awful lot that these women, especially, were taking business from them with their midwifery and their herbal treatments and their incantations and so on. And so there was there were so many, you know, that were turned in. And it is, for me, it's mind-boggling. I mean, I watched some videos called The Burning Years. For any of you that ever want to take some time to watch them, I don't highly recommend them because you'll want to peel the wallpaper off the walls with your fingernails. That was the first time I realized how much of it sat in the collective consciousness. Because for 24 hours, I was so angry I couldn't see straight. And it wasn't just at what happened. There was something deep inside of me that it stirred. So I had my own resistance to magic, and I want to share that with people. Because it's an important statement here. What I have learned over time is that we are so incredibly powerful. And when we talk about magic, we're not talking about black magic. We're talking about a sense of authority. And humans have really been brainwashed into believing that they have none, that they have no power, they have no authority. And, you know, I've watched people, I'm sure you have too, Ronnie, that are very powerful beings and incredibly shy about showing how powerful they are. You're one of them. You debate with this all the time. I think you're really finally really coming out of the closet.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I think that there are some tremendously powerful people out there that are oftentimes shocked by what they can do. I mean, I at times look at this and go, are you freaking kidding me? But I can stand behind the team, but people have come to me and asked me to do things personally, and, you know, I recognize what I'm capable of doing and that it works, and it doesn't go to my ego. And only when you cannot give it to the ego, when you can give it to yourself, when you can own it in an entirely different way where it doesn't sit in the negative ego, are you capable of embracing even more of that power and magic? We're talking the kind of power and magic that changes outcomes on the planet. that changes outcomes in war-torn countries, changes outcomes in global economy. This is not dark magic. This is our standing in our own truth. And the ability to use our alchemy, our ability to change one thing into another. So there's a reason why we're being led back to this, and it's because you can't fix this planet the way it is right now. You can only do it by supporting, and I know many of you are doing a lot of work, and I love you all for it, with supporting different parts of the planet. Janet, with the work that she's doing with all the nuclear power plants, and you know, so many of you have really stepped up and said, yes, I can do this. And I know it's working. I absolutely know it's working. And we're going to see more because we're becoming more and more multidimensional. I think we're experiencing magic every day, things blinking in and out. If you have that lately, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty hard to know what's what sometimes.
I watch some things as they blink in and out, and I just think, you're kidding. Okay, fine. I love this stuff. When we talk about magic, how do you feel about magic, Veronica?
How do I feel about magic? I think I have the negative parts. I think but I also believe in magic so much. I mean, part of me just sees such magical things, but I find it hard to just let go. I think I'm afraid. Maybe it's some kind of primitive fear that comes from all of that. I'm afraid of it.
Which would imply, and I don't mean this in a negative way, that you're afraid of your power.
Yeah.
And I think that
I'm afraid of my power being something out of the ego and some trickery.
Ooh, that's collective.
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting that you would use the word trickery.
Yeah.
Because we're not talking about that at all. I'll give a case in point. I was dialoguing for about 6 months with somebody who's very involved in the global financial markets on a huge scale and would send me emails, this is happening, I'm watching Rome burn and, you know, Greece here and Spain there and this is happening there, and I'd think, And the more I'd get these negative articles, the more magic I would send and the more I would visualize things turning around the other way. And in every single case, it would shift, it would shift, it would shift. Now, okay, I could sit down with a quantum physicist, no question about it, and in dialogue with a quantum physicist, he would say to me, well, you're working with your version of reality, since reality spins out of your mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And manifest in front of you, none of it is really real, everything is possible. So we're talking about paradoxes on planet Earth, because you can say, well, we all see the same thing, we all believe the same thing, we all watch television, so on and so forth. And yet there are many situations where people can go down the freeway at rush hour, one person has absolutely going both the same direction, hits no traffic, and the other person is bumper to bumper.
Yeah, right.
Now, are they in parallel dimensions based on their belief system? And I would say yes. So the way our planet is set up, so much of it really does spin out of our mind. So is it real or is it an illusion? Is it this, or is it that, or is it this, that? And I think this is where you get into these areas where it gets very exciting. You made an interesting statement, though, Veronica, because you said you were afraid of giving it to your ego.
Yeah.
Why would you be afraid of that?
I don't know. I think it's innate in me, and I have been told that I have ego problems, but it's the reverse. It keeps me small instead of, you know.
Well, that's the negative ego. If it keeps you small, that's still the negative ego. Mm-hmm. Negative ego will keep you small or huge. It's one or the other. They're going to get you either way. Back door, front door, same thing. Same effect. Okay. So, and of course the other piece, which is trickery. And I don't see it. I have somebody I work with that works in the finance, another person. Extraordinary being. Been going to Lazarus for umpteen years. This was a crisis a couple years back, a major financial crisis that was hitting the U.S. And she really went to work. And she knew that she shifted the market. There was no question in her mind. And it's been an interesting dialogue back and forth about getting her to step back into that. All right? And instead of arguing for her limitations, which we all have a tendency to do. I mean, we have the basics, which are beliefs and attitudes, thoughts and feelings, choices, decisions, and expectations. We have intentions. We have beliefs. These are so strong in terms of how we create our reality. But what Lazarus has said, especially in these times, it will be magic that takes us through to the next level, where we bring others with us. And I really believe this is why we're going through this tremendous shift that we're going through. Listen, I'm not above whining about it. There are days I feel absolutely terrible physically. But I'm willing to walk through it because I absolutely believe that whatever it takes to pull out of the human collective, I'm willing to do. To be more free. To not only do what I need to do, but to help other people and empower other people do what I know they're capable of doing. And if your magic assists the planet, how can it be trickery? And why would you give it to your ego? If you're that powerful, which you all are, why would you not utilize it? And it's because you've been convinced that you're small. You've been convinced that you're evil. I mean, we go back to original sin, you know, the things that have really, really been crammed down our throat. If we go back to Atlantis, if we go to Egypt, those people weren't worried about being too powerful. That was the last thing on their minds. They wanted to go further and further and further. There was no challenge too great. Now, they did go a little over the edge. We know this, but they started playing around with soul stuff, and you don't do that. But they also had carte blanche to be able to experiment in any way they wanted. That was taken away. Advisably so. As our planet began to devolve. But I wanted to touch on this tonight, and I also wanted to touch the women, because I think women carry this so deeply. They truly do. I know so many women that I work with are still on the fence about showing their husbands who they really are. There's still that built-in collective fear of showing how powerful they really are. If you read the article that was referenced here, it goes on to some really interesting things that came out of the church about women, and then we're surprised why women are covering themselves up in the Middle East. And I'm not surprised at all after reading this article. It was just such an eye-opener. So I'm going to go into channel, Veronica, if you will read the questions, and then let the team respond to a couple of comments that were sent, which I'm dying to hear the answers to. So
the questions are fairly long, right?
No, there's one question, and then the others are comments.
Okay.
They were, there's one question, and then statements of experience for the team, statements of experiences for the team. There's two different ones there.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
And to you.
All right. Good to be with you. Oh, and a wonderful subject, Magic. We're always excited to see how you all deal with this one. All right. We're going to hold what we have to say until after you get through these questions and comments, and then we want to take a few moments to speak to all of you about your individual magic and who you are, and honoring that part of yourself, loving that part of yourself instead of fearing it, and trusting yourself that you will not use it in any way. Because so much of this is around fear. In many ways, people, you're afraid of yourself. And Veronica, you're right. It is the negative ego.
Mm-hmm.
When Christ was tempted in the desert, and it was said, oh, the devil came and tempted him and offered him this mat. It wasn't the devil, it was the negative ego. You can have dominion over the whole earth. He was offered everything. Sells more books when you call it the devil. And is the negative ego, can it be devilish? Of course. But not a devil, per se. But its job, its goal, especially at this time, is to take you off your path. One way or the other. It wants to be in control, and it will destroy you in the process. But we're not talking about something in a red suit with the pitchfork, we promise. All right, go ahead, Veronica, read the first one.
Okay, perhaps, I'll start with the second section. Perhaps magical feels more like black magic to us now, which, as mentioned in the show announcement, brings up remembering of being ostracized in past lifetimes for using magical skills, which went against those in control of society at the time. Witchcraft, witch hunts, persecution of the divine feminine, or anything female seen as evil. Maybe this is why we now feel we can't use our magic. I don't know. Is magic an appropriate word to use for what we are trying to access currently to create our reality and transcend limiting beliefs? It's only a word after all. Can a word really cause such paralysis of behavior? What are your thoughts?
Oh, this is a good one. The answer, squirrel, in a nutshell, yes. Yeah. It can cause paralysis. And we hope that tonight, even a little bit, we're going to offer, as we always do, to come and visit you tonight if you desire, if you give permission. We won't force ourselves on you. first of all, you don't realize how big and how powerful you really are. You only see yourselves, what you see in the mirror, is this limited human being that bleeds, breaks. And you project your power out into the world to those that are, as you perceive them as powerful, both light and dark. Seldom do you realize, or even get a glimmer, once in a while a glimmer, of the magnificent beings you are, that you had to make yourselves very small, uncomfortably small, to come into the human body. What you're experiencing here is a very limited aspect of who you truly are. And why would you do that? Oh, because there's so much learning. Because you have something to push against. Because you have polarity. Opposites. Now, you're not going to learn a whole lot on a planet where everything is light and love, although you never stop growing. You never stop exploring. And you never stop learning. But what you can learn on Earth, testing yourself, almost like a labyrinth, testing your skills, very exciting, with all kinds of distractions and temptations and layers, imprints of other lifetimes. Human consciousness, one of the most complex in the universe, especially the way it was structured to appear real. Fascinating. We find you fascinating. And you're powerful. That's the greatest lie that you live, that you're not. So, back to Squirrel's question, is it really magic you're dealing with right now? Many of you are feeling boxed in for one reason or another. And yes, you are clearing a lot of karmic goo right now. Relationships. Beliefs, things that have held you back collectively, sitting in the collective consciousness. And that's the reason that the discussion of magic tonight, because that's part of it, and all the karma attached to it, all of the emotion attached to it, all of the beliefs attached to it, have held you back from stepping more fully into your power. How many times have you walked by a sick person or a child and had a feeling about wanting to put your hands on them? Oh, if I could just help them and touch them, well, who do I think I am? If you have that feeling, we promise you, you can make a difference. You can make a difference without touching them, and we promise you that as well. Now, we get into semantics. Is that magic? Is that not magic, etc.? It was construed as magic many years ago. Absolutely. You would have been called a witch. You think nothing now of driving by an ambulance at an accident site and sending love and light and prayer for someone who's been hurt, or many. But if they were to stand up and walk away from the accident when a moment ago their bones were broken, is that magic? Or are you tapping into the more of who you are, because many of you are afraid to own your power.
Maybe magic just means more of who we are.
That's very good. We would go along with that. You're all magical. And you're rejecting a part of yourself by being afraid of the word magic because of all that's been associated with it. Oh, it has a bad connotation. A vilification, if you will. When you look at the witches and Halloween, none of them are pretty. They're all pretty scary looking. And we would say there's a number of you that have been referred to as a witch by someone in your family.
Yep.
Right. And it brought up feelings of discomfort and shame. Somewhere in there, shame. Not your shame. The collective shame. The shame brought to their family. The shame and the pain and the terror brought to them. Because, you see, they had to sign a confession that they had sex with the devil before they were put out of their misery. That's shame. All right. Let's go on to the next one, please.
Okay, I know that you know something ginormous is going on. I and all the animals in the house were up last night, and the entire house was like, what's going on? Uncomfortable. And I, for one, can hardly stand being in this little tiny, tiny box. I can feel myself expand, and there's no way I will ever fit back in. I wonder what galaxy slash universe are we playing with now? What changes or healing were made about the polarity of light and dark? Something is hugely different. I wonder if we opened to having more help now. I wonder if the awareness and the access to use high magic is dropping in more so it can be used more effectively, more precisely, and most of all, with more impact. And there's more, much more, and I hear the word oneness. That's from Laura.
Yes. The answer is yes. Yes to all of it.
Well, that's
Laura
exciting.
Brings up what?
That's exciting.
Yes, it is. Laura brings up a very good point. All right. And again, we talked about this earlier. How big you are. And for any of you, some of you have been through rebirthing, and that's a very small piece. There's the other piece where you're dropping down onto the planet. Dropping onto the planet, dropping out, getting smaller, 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 smaller. Some of you have had these experiences spontaneously. Or you've popped out of body and gone out into the cosmos and became these huge beings. And in a moment could not fathom how you were going to get all this back into that little tiny body. That is one. When we say to you how big all of you are, you really have no frame of reference. Not yet. If we were to tell you how old you are, you would have less of a frame of reference. We've worked with some people who were elementals on the planet. In the very beginning. You all evolve. Now, the channel talked earlier about what's going on with a number of races that are very important right now. That need to be brought in, integrated, that are not members of any association or council. renegades, if you will. Who left their shadow a very long time ago. They thought it was a good idea at the time. Some have evolved out of it and done other things. Others did not. There's been a lot of controversy on your planet about what they call the cabal and the Illuminati. The ruling family. Who are influenced by a specific race. We are not here to argue any of that. We are here to say that there's a lot of work being done. Some of you are participating in this in some capacity. We won't say it all. To heal this breach, this break. You haven't been able yet to heal it on Earth. And you're watching your political process right now. And you're seeing how polarized everything is. And many of you do a lot of reading and already know that you only know very little about what's really going on at a global level. Very little. For many of you, it's been more comfortable that way. Oh, let me stay in my bubble. So much easier. We can't give the channel doesn't want to listen to the news. She's got so much going on. And she says, look, I'm working 24/7. I don't want to watch the news. We understand. She doesn't need to. She has other projects. And there's other projects that she works on in her, what she would refer to as dream time. And many of you now are splitting out and working during your daytimes as well. Some days you may feel that there's very little of you available to yourself. Having this sensing of absolutely not being in the body or feeling very light. Losing things. We're not talking dementia here. We're talking just not enough in the body to really function. You're doing a lot of work, all of you. There's much more going on than any of you realize. We ask that you continue to send as much love and light as you can. If you can send magic, it will be gratefully accepted. To bring about peace and understanding and love, to loosen the hold. To loosen the hold. That has been on your planet. 12/21/12 is about, as you know, the tipping point, more light than dark on the planet. And that tipping point is allowing the opportunity to integrate not only on your planet, but off your planet. This is important stuff, people. And it has to change for a number of reasons. And you will all find your ways to help, every one of you. Do not underestimate who you are, how powerful you are, and how powerful your intentions are to be of assistance. We're not going to come snap you out of your beds and take you. If you're leaving your beds or feel that you're out in the cosmos, it's because you volunteered. you know, we don't have some big cable hooked up to you and yank you out of bed. Plus, that's very primitive. We don't need to do that. You're capable of traveling out of body very easily. Some of you remember, some of you don't. Some of you are having much more profound dreams now, trying to figure out what they mean. All right, Veronica.
There's a question that just came in from England, and it's about a dream, so it's perfect, right, as a segue.
Yeah.
I just had a disturbing dream or experience and woke up at 4 a.m., which is the time this show starts for me. Just before bed, I did my banishing ritual, lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram, which I know opens me right up, and I was right in the middle of it when suddenly I felt like someone had slashed open the right side of my body with a blade, from shoulder down the ribs, down the side. It was very intense. Then I went to get up, and again, a different angle down the left. It was so much that I wanted to stop and get straight into bed. Then during a long phase of in-between sleep and wakeness, I kept feeling like cords were connecting me to my son and one other person, and every time I felt it, he would move over in the bed. Then had a crazy nightmare with friends chasing me with machetes, slashing at my back and not stopping, nowhere to hide, full of fear. When I awoke, I had that familiar feeling that it was induced by another being as the back was very cold to the touch and energetically not nice at all. So it feels relevant to this show. Can you shed any light? Thank you.
Oh, well, this show was designed to bring up out of the collective, out of your subconscious as well, memories, painful memories, of these experiences, to bring them up for healing and clearing. Now, rather than a banishment, we would recommend that you do a pyramid of mirrors. We've talked about this one on the show 2 weeks ago. You may do, again, doing the pentagram, connects you back to those lifetimes. We're not saying the pentagram is bad. We're saying it connects you back to those lifetimes. The pentagram is very associated with those times. The pentagram very associated with witchcraft. So in essence, what you did is tap in at a subconscious level and brought forward, as we talked about, the purging that's occurring right now of these experiences that need to be purged from your field. Imperative. And we would look at it as a gift rather than some evil being doing this to you, which would be giving your power away. We would encourage you not to do that, but to give that to yourself as a healing and a clearing. Spend some time in meditation and call in all those versions of you who were persecuted and died under dire circumstances. Because that's what was coming up. Not only what you experienced, but what you witnessed as well. Very important, dear one.
And now we're going to have to come to a close. Shortly.
All right. And Veronica, you want to talk about your show?
Yeah, my show next Tuesday, I hope, is with Stuart Wilde, who is really a long-term metaphysician. Who
Oh, yes. He's been around a long time.
Very exciting stuff. And he's moving very, very fast into more than magic, too. Magic and all the rest of it right now. So
good.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And then that's 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, and then Thursday, 7 o'clock, is Radiance by Design. Just learning techniques for shifting our frequency, and we're having a lot of fun with that lately.
Good.
Thank you.
All right, we'd like to take a moment to talk with all of you. We offer to you the opportunity to meet with us in the Dream Time
again, we're not going to take you out of your bed. You'll be fine. There'll be no ships in the front yard. We don't need to do it that way, although others have seen ships, and we acknowledge that. And to assist you in the clearing of all these old beliefs around evil, all the old beliefs about the damaged feminine, the evil feminine, because you've all had lifetimes as men and women, so you all carry it at one level or another. And there were many men killed as well. It wasn't just women. Many of you men are fabulous magicians. A time to be with you, to love you, to assist you, to let go of damage that you don't need to carry anymore. To free you to be more of who you truly are. Know that we love you. We tell you this every week, and every week we find we love you even more. Your courage, your valor, your determination. For some of you, your suffering. You're amazing beings. And you will look back at these times and know just how amazing you are and what a difference you've made. You don't realize it yet, but you will. Until we speak with you again in this format, our complete unconditional love to each and every one of you. And to those that you love. And Veronica, to you.
And thank you. And
to Robert,
you.
To Seth. Until next week. Namaste, everyone.
Okay, thank you.
We're on air?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much, and we'll talk with you next week. Remember, we really are all one. Lord knows it could be no other way. We're striving. We're moving to oneness. That's our goal. Night, Ronnie. Thank you so much. Love you, honey.
You too. You take care.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.